Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Thank you so much for tuning in to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio, as you do each and every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on AM 790, 97.1 FM, KNST. And whether you're listening to us live on KNST or you're on our website, onthemenulive.com, or perhaps you're listening to us on the iHeartRadio network all over the world, we are so glad that you're here. Now, when the fall season comes, fellow foodies, we expect the cooler temperatures to come in. And we're back in Tucson thinking, geez, it's still hanging around the mid-80s, and we're really not getting into the fall spirit. So we decided to hit the road and take the show on the road. So we're actually broadcasting live from the heart of the City of the Pines. That's right. We are live in Flagstaff, Arizona, broadcasting from KAFF Radio right here in Flagstaff. Having a great time. I want to thank Kurt and everybody over here who has shown us remarkable hospitality to host our live broadcast. Now, the funny thing is I'm just not seeing any food in front of me, so you're going to have to be patient with me. You know, I might sound a little bit different because I'm usually enjoying a lovely craft cocktail and something wonderful to eat. So right here in the studio, we're just going to have to imagine that there's a gorgeous porterhouse in front of me and I'm enjoying a lovely martini. So everything is going great. So we love coming up to Flagstaff. Every time we're here, we must scoot by the Lumberyard Brewing Company. Hello to everybody out there who loves a great craft beer. Lumberyard is one of the best in Arizona, and I think I'm going to enjoy a lovely porter today, moving into the evening, because it's darn right chilly up here. I think it's about 61 or 62, which was the high today. So a lovely dark smoked porter, I think, is going to be the call for me. Thinking about no trip to Flagstaff would be complete without going over to Diablo Burger. We love checking out the burgers at Diablo. And some breaking news within the last couple of days, I learned that Diablo Burger, which some say is the best burger in Arizona, is actually going to be coming to Tucson. So fellow foodies, rejoice. If you love a great burger, there's going to be a new Diablo Burger that is going to be, I think, downtown somewhere somewhere near the Rialto Theater. So that is something lovely to celebrate. We're going to be watching the clocks counting down for the Diablo Burger right there in Tucson. But no, it's not just the food and the drink that brings us up to Flagstaff, although we love to nosh while we're up here. Let me just give a big kudos out to the Falcon Band from Catalina Foothills High School. My son is a senior at Foothills High School, and they have a big competition tonight at the Sky Dome at Northern Arizona University. So we were able to work this show around the scheduling of the competition. So they're going to be taking the field in competition tonight at about 6:45. So any Foothills parents who are listening to the show who were not otherwise able to join us up here in Flagstaff, we are going to be rooting them on to victory. We have great things in mind for them and bring home, I think, a superior rating with us tonight. Again, that's the Foothills High School Falcon Band is going to be marching at the NAU Sky Dome right here in Flagstaff in just another couple of hours. I understand from my lovely wife, Nancy, who has made the trip with me, she's giving us a play-by-play for the U of A football game, and I think the current score is what? 32-28 Wildcats, and I think we're getting down to close to the end of the game, so we got to hold on to that victory. We've been listening to the show in the car on the way up, and it doesn't sound like a game that we really wanted to miss with a beautiful, glorious weather at Arizona Stadium. It looks like we're going to walk away with a win, and that's just absolutely delicious. Anyway, this is just a shameless plug. I mentioned my wife, and you know, she's one of our favorite fans, and she loves a great meal and a great cocktail. She's a wine enthusiast, and it's helped to introduce me to a world of wine. And you know, when you listen to this show and you take all of our recommendations for great restaurants and great cocktails and great beer, you might occasionally put on a pound or two, or in my case, you know, a few. You know, there is something that a foodie radio show host has to celebrate. He's actually married to a personal trainer, so my wife is here, and she is encouraging everybody within earshot to come visit her at her place of employment. She is going to kick you into gear and kick you into gear in the right way. And she's over there at Foothills Anytime Fitness, which is over there on Sunrise and Swan. Foothills Anytime Fitness. You can check them out on Facebook, and you can like them, and you can engage them in dialogue every Friday. Nancy posts a Fit Friday fact to get you off the couch, out of bed, and to the gym, and she's got me working out darn near 5 days a week. She's trying to talk me into adding day number six to the routine, but I'm only doing Monday through Friday. So where else are we going to be? Where are we going to be going? We're going to be checking out a place tomorrow morning. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but whenever we're up here, we love to do it. Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and the Food Network celebrated everything that this place is doing, and we're going to have to, during one of the commercial breaks, I'm going to have to look up the name of this restaurant, because breakfast in Flagstaff, really, there's only one place to do it, and that's at this one restaurant, so we're going to find that out. Anyway, fellow foodies, 36 years ago, there was something called the Judgment in Paris, and to help commemorate and celebrate exactly the milestone for what this event made in the world of wine, our very best friend from the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol Resort, Kevin Brady, is on the phone with us. What's up, Kevin?
Matthew Russell, how are you, sir? How are you doing this great Saturday afternoon?
Doing absolutely beautifully. Now that I hear your voice, I mean, it's you have this wonderfully poetic timbre with your voice, and when people hear the voice of Kevin Brady, everything that's going on in your world just seems to get better, because the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol is all about accommodation, it's all about passion, it's all about joy and celebration, and you, sir, can take credit for all the goodness at the PY Steakhouse. How's that for an answer?
Well, you're very kind. You're very kind. Well, thanks for letting us be a part of this tonight. We've got we're showing a movie tonight in commemoration of Judgment in Paris in our wine room, and so we're very excited about the event tonight.
Yeah, that's absolutely extraordinary. Every day extraordinary, if I may say so. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you guys have up your sleeve as we get into the fall season, but you're doing something tonight, I think at 6 o'clock, which I think is so much fun. The Judgment in Paris, people might not know about that, but it really was an historic moment in the world of wine when some French winemakers and some American winemakers got together to go head-to-head. Something happened in 1976. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's very interesting. Stephen Spurrier, a British gentleman, put together a wine tasting, and he did this as a publicity stunt. He was going to have a tasting with mostly French judges and French wines at the time. Little did they know that he was going to be competing those against American wines. And make a long story short, at the end of all the tallies for all the judges, the American wines came up very, very in very good stead, very good favor, and not to somewhat of the dismay of some of the French judges, who thought obviously that French wines ruled the world, and to some degree they do in France, but it was very interesting, and so it's had some reverberations throughout history. And to celebrate that, we thought what we would do tonight is show the movie, which represents that bottle shock. Bill Pullman, several other great actors are in that. And what we'll do is we'll taste four wines tonight just in commemoration for that. Some of the wines like Heights, Cabernet, we also have the David Bruce Chardonnay, Joseph Duran's Clos de Mouche, which is a very exclusive Burgundy of Chardonnay. But one real special note, the reason we did pick the Joe Heights wine is, Robert Mondavi, all these great American icons that were so instrumental in building the American wine industry or helping with it, bring it through history. Joe Heights was one of the first people right on Silverado Trail in Napa that commanded $50 for a bottle of wine, for a bottle of Cabernet, and back then, that was a lot of money.
Indeed.
So we're going to taste that just in honor of that family. Joe's passed on, but his family still carries the torch, and so we thought that would be a special wine. $25 per person. It starts at 6, and you'll actually make your money back on the first glass of wine. So it's going to be a phenomenal night.
Okay, let me make sure that I want to make sure I heard you correctly. We probably have the phones ringing off the hook back in Tucson, but did you say that the movie screening of Bottle Shock and the wine tasting all together in a package in this wonderful setting of the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol is only $25?
You bet. You bet. And that's one of our just our ways to return our graciousness and our thanks back to the community and people that, especially our NFLs, people that like wine. It's our way of paying back and great, putting great value out there so people know we're here, can see this beautiful wine room, the exhibition kitchen. Chef Eric Savin is our chef de cuisine. There'll also be some food as well involved in that tonight.
Outstanding. What an incredible value. You know, I always say on this show that you think about a great steak and, in fact, a great chop or some great fresh seafood. You know, there's so many great restaurants in Tucson, but we love to take the drive out to the Casino del Sol because the PY just greets us in a way. And, you know, again, with you standing in the front, sort of welcoming us in, almost like your own home, and you probably spend more time there than you do your own home, Kevin Brady. But we just love the setting there and love everything about it. And to come there and see this world-class movie and enjoy these rare wines from the producers featured in the film and just do so in that aesthetic for only $25 is great. So you're kicking this off tonight at 6 o'clock, is that right?
We are. It's going to be at 6. If you're running a little late, that's okay. We'll hold it for a little bit, but we should start right maybe around 6, 6:30.
That's great. Now, I'm interested. You know your way around wine, Kevin Brady. I think one of the most educated and credentialed authorities in the world of wine in the Western United States. And I'm anxious to know, Kevin, if you, when you think about The Judgment in Paris and when you think about Bottle Shock, do you agree with this premise that these California winemakers can actually go head-to-head against these French wineries?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, some of the original people, and Stephen Spurrier has done this two or three times since then, there have been blind tastings, and people from the European community all around the world in these events have been choosing, you know, some aged California Cabernets against some wonderful, well-known Bordeaux. So I think it's a credit to what the folks in Napa are doing. And then throughout the rest of the country, we certainly have a burgeoning wine industry here in Arizona. But I think it's legitimate. I really do.
And I think your wine list at the PY Steakhouse is kind of a manifestation of excellence because, you know, we say there's you're going to see a couple of bottles in your wonderful collection that are sort of tried and true. But one of the things I love about the PY Steakhouse is you introduce us to a whole new world of wines, perhaps those that we haven't even heard of. And you're very capable sommelier staff. We were out there, my wife Nancy and I were out there for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and you helped kind of put together a course tasting with our courses. And some of the wines you brought out were unknown to me, but were almost, it seemed like they were all hand-picked for me and what I was enjoying, and I couldn't imagine doing that by myself.
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, we have wines from Greece, we have wines from Spain. Spain is very hot right now. We're featuring some wines from South America, some wonderful Merlots from Santa Emma. And so there's this great wine from around the world, and honestly, over time, the great benefit that we reap in this industry is being able to taste a lot of different wines and being able to find great gems to put on the list. We'll always let customers know. We always will be able to sell them anything retail. But and back to what you said, there's always what I call a banker on the list. So always look for something that might look maybe too good to believe, because it is, because usually we'll put something, maybe a nice Rhone white or something, a Greek white or something on the list that's underpriced, but something that's a great value. And we like folks to have fun when they come in.
And it is all about fun. And I would just encourage our listeners, when you go out to the PY Steakhouse next time, leave yourself in the hands of the staff. So don't come in with this preconceived notions that you know exactly what wine you want to have with that chop or exactly what wine you want to have with that fresh fish. I want you to come into the PY Steakhouse and just imagine the possibilities and let your imagination run wild, so when the sommelier comes to your table and engages you in dialogue about, you know, what you've been doing that day and what are you looking for and what sort of attitude and what's the milieu, what's the environment like, and really let the sommelier do what he has been trained to do, and that is to introduce you to a range of flavors that will waken your palate up in ways that you just can't imagine.
And that's the greatest thing, is to be able to have that trust with the folks that come in. Most times people will come in and they'll have something in mind, but after trying a few things, sometimes we'll bring some taste to the table because we've got something special, and it's just a mood. Wine is and food is always a mood. People will be whisked away, and they have a great time, and you'll be tasting something or doing something that night which you probably hadn't planned. But when the trust factor is there, you just let yourself go, and we'll take you to another world.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. And you know what? When you talk about the joy of food and sort of the trust factor, and I say this a million times, and I have to say it again, because one of the most wonderfully surprising things that greeted me on my very first visit to PY Steakhouse quite a while ago. My wife and I, we had some friends. We came in for dinner, and the server comes to the table. And the very first words out of her mouth were, "I would like to welcome you to the PY Steakhouse this evening. I would like to discuss our featured salts tonight." And where else are you going to begin a conversation about food and about cuisine by talking about a buffet of artisan salts, for crying out loud?
Well, you know what? We've stopped at the door, and we don't want to bore you with just maybe a common fleur de sel from Brittany. We've got some wonderful selections, actually, that you mentioned it, from Washington State now, and the three that we're featuring. We've got a very, very nice, very earthy salt that we're featuring. We also have a truffle salt, and that's quite pungent. But that's a very exciting portion of the menu when folks come in and we introduce that. And we try to rotate those so people can use those throughout the meal to enjoy different tastes.
Yeah, let me just warn our listeners that the truffle salt has highly addictive properties. My server sort of looked at me cross-eyed when I asked if there was a truffle salt lick available. They just sort of wheel over to the side of the table, but you know, I could really take that home with me. That is that just sort of brings a steak to a whole other level again that you just didn't imagine when you walked in the door. So again, thanks so much for everything that you're doing, all these creative events. We got about another minute or so left in this segment. What can we expect from the PY Steakhouse as we head into the fall months?
Well, you know what? We've got some great premium offerings. We're featuring all the Carol Duval Loire champagnes leading up to New Year's Eve. So we'll have some champagne features throughout the next couple of months. We do have a Burgundy feature next month. It is the third Thursday of the month, and we'll be doing some Burgundies with a wonderful three-course tasting menu. That is simply $45, and what a bargain, because we're going to be tasting some great Burgundies, some great Pinot Noir. And then as well, we'll have nightly features. We'll be featuring ZD Cabernet, another wonderful staple from Napa Valley, and Silver Oak Cabernet as well as a feature for the mere price of $10 a glass. We also have Longmeadow Ranch that we're featuring, Longmeadow Ranch Cabernet from Spring Mountain, and that's on our tap. That's going to be featured as our tap wine, and that's $10 a glass.
Absolutely beautiful. Folks, head on out to the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol. Get a room while you're out there and enjoy yourself. Kevin Brady, thank you so much for your friendship, your hospitality, and I can't wait to see you.
Matthew, we love you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a sponsor. And when we come back, there's a new restaurant that's opened in town. We're going to have the owner on the phone with us live. You're listening to On the Menu Live right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live. No, we're not in Tucson today, fellow foodies. We are in the heart of the city in the pines. One of our favorite places to sneak away to in the fall months, because fall is very much alive right here in Flagstaff, Arizona. And we are broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KAFF right here in Flagstaff. But, of course, you don't have to be in Flagstaff to listen to us, as you know that, because you listen here every Saturday at 4 o'clock on KNST. AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We're also on the internet live every Saturday from 4 to 5 on themenulive.com. We're also on the iHeartRadio network. And in fact, we are now podcastable on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and you can download all of our shows as a podcast and take me with you wherever you go, if you would dare do such a thing. Anyway, we are having a great time up here in Flagstaff. My son is with the Catalina Foothills High School marching band, the Falcons, go Falcons, are going to be competing at NAU in the Sky Dome in a world-class marching band competition. I would like to think that they saved the best for last, because the Foothills Falcon Band is going to be performing last. They've had high schools from all across the western United States performing up here and competing up here. So as I said at the top of the show, we're hoping to bring back a superior rating back to Tucson, where I think the Wildcats are still on top of the Trojans. We're not able to get an update here. Well, when we went to a commercial break earlier on, we were happy to report that the Wildcats were looking to be victorious over the Trojans of USC. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Also, again, want to say hello to our good friends from the Lumberyard Brewing Company right here in Flagstaff. They're going to be brewing up some great craft beer for me and for my wife, Nancy, who enjoys a beer every now and then. We're also thinking about heading over to the Diablo Burger, which is always a must here in Flagstaff. And in fact, as we reported in the first half of the show, Diablo Burger is actually going to be coming to Tucson. That's right. So if you're a fan of what many consider to be the best burger in the state of Arizona, right down there on Congress next to the Rialto is where Diablo Burger is going to be. And if you've had too many Diablo Burgers once they open, again, another shameless plug for my beautiful wife, Nancy. She is indeed a personal trainer. That's why I am able to keep my girlish figure. Anyway, you can't host a food show and not treat yourself, you know, nice. So I encourage all of our fellow foodie listeners, if they think they've had one too many cocktails or one too many porterhouses along their beaten path, to head on over to Foothills Anytime Fitness and go see my wife, Nancy Russell. Again, she's over there at Foothills Anytime Fitness, which is on Sunrise and Swan. Conveniently located, by the way, and I guess this segment is just full of shameless plugs, I should say, because Nancy's gym at Anytime Fitness is literally right across the street from the glorious headquarters of Russell Public Communications, the finest public relations agency in the southwestern United States, nay, in the galaxy. Now, I can see Garrett Lewis back there at the studio rolling his eyes and Casey at the board wondering what in the world is going on. But anyway, just wanted to give those plugs out to our good friends. Anyway, there's a new restaurant open in town, and quite obviously, the man is so busy, he hasn't called in yet, so I'm going to try to do justice to this new restaurant that has just opened up on North Campbell. The address is 2502 North Campbell Avenue, and it's called Umi Star, U-M-I, Umi Star, and their concept is something that I have never seen before in Tucson. Now, they start by saying it's Asian cuisine, and that sort of gets you familiar. You've got these expectations for what Asian food is all about. We've got some great Asian food in Tucson. As a matter of fact, I should also say hello to my good friend V. Legero with a V. Fine Thai dining right down there on Congress and Stone. I think the best Thai food in all of the state of Arizona. Go see V. Legero at V. Fine Thai Dining downtown. But anyway, you're thinking about authentic Asian cuisine, and there's kind of a pan-Asian approach. You can do little twists and little turns on various concepts. But what they've done at Umi Star is quite interesting because they've got some great sushi, and by that I mean food, fellow foodies, some exceptional sushi. There's a world-class sushi chef that they have there in-house. So you're going to get some great sushi there, but you're also going to get Asian hot dogs. Now, how in the world can you build a menu around an authentic flavor profile of the Asian approach and put a hot dog on? And Jason Anderson from Umi Star, who hopefully will call in sometime in the next couple of minutes, I want him to walk us through what an Asian hot dog is all about. Now, I've seen Korean hot dogs with kimchi. You know, I've seen some Texas hot dogs, onion rings, barbecue sauce in the works, but I've never seen an Asian hot dog. So you got this great menu Asian concept. They're going to throw in some hot dogs. But to celebrate the sense of place that is Tucson, Arizona, they've actually put some street tacos on the menu. So let me get this right. I've got authentic Asian cuisine. I've got hot dogs, and I don't know if there's an Asian Sonoran dog up their sleeve, but we got to find that out. And they also have Asian street tacos. So I'm thinking about lots of great teriyaki. I'm thinking about lots of great soy, some fresh flavors. You know, cilantro is a spice not only that's used in an herb right here in the native region of southern Arizona, but they use it a lot in Asian cooking. I would imagine that they're going to be throwing all kinds of those beautiful flavors on those Asian street tacos. But the big news of the week, fellow foodies, and if you've been following Umi Star on Facebook, you know that when they opened, imagine this, they ran into a challenge about getting a liquor license. And can you imagine people running up against challenges when they're dealing with a local bureaucracy? But anyway, the news is just in. They just received their liquor license, and they have rolled out an incredible craft cocktail menu. You have to see it to believe it. Now, they were doing bring your own bottle of wine and bring your own beer, but you can't really bring your own craft cocktail because that's kind of a mess. But now you can go to Umi Star on 2502 North Campbell and enjoy an amazing craft cocktail, some wonderfully authentic Asian wine, and some Asian beer. I can't imagine having sushi without an ice cold beer. I don't know if they're doing sake bombers there, but if someone's doing hot dogs on an Asian menu and street tacos, you gotta expect a sake bomber. But anyway, some great beer, some great wine, and some great craft cocktails there at Umistar. And guess what? We're actually going to be broadcasting live from this hot new place on the 1st of December. So we want to make sure that you put that on your calendar, Saturday from 4 to 5 at Umistar on December the 1st. So I want to remind everybody that you can listen to this show if you missed any part of it on onthemenulive.com. You can listen live on the internet. You can listen live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. You can download our podcasts from iTunes, and they're absolutely free. There's all kinds of things going on, and we urge you, fellow foodies, to come to Facebook and like us, for crying out loud. We've got a large and growing community of foodies all across the country that love what's going on in Tucson, Arizona, and finding out what's making food and cocktail news on the street. The best way to find that out, we scoop most every major media outlet. Sorry, all those other media outlets that are listening, right there on our Facebook page. So come on to the site, facebook.com/onthemenulive. Like us, and you're going to be the first to know where we're broadcasting our live shows from, what restaurants are giving away free stuff and free gift certificates. We do a trivia question every now and then, and we give away tickets to events, and we give away free gift certificates on the Menu Live on Facebook. And of course, it would be silly if we didn't tweet every now and then. So join us on Twitter, On The Menu Live. Again, twitter.com/onthemenulive. You're going to get all of our tweets and tell all your fellow foodie friends across your circles of influence that this is the place to come for the best food information. Hot, local, late-breaking news and information in the food and cocktail world is on The Menu Live. Anyway, we're going to be taking a quick break, and we're going to thank a few sponsors. And when we come back, the World Margarita Championship was hosted just last night right here in Tucson, and the person that made the world's best margarita is actually going to be able to take time out of his very busy schedule and come on the phone and on the show with us live. And if you think you know what it takes to make an award-winning margarita, think again, because our next guest is going to show you what he believes, and now all of Tucson believes, is award-winning. So you want to stick around for that. You're listening to On The Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On The Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On The Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of the City of Pines, he says, enjoying a high temperature of 62 degrees right here in Flagstaff, where my wife and I are celebrating a great foodie weekend here. We're going to be checking out our friends over at the Lumberyard Brewing Company for some craft beer, maybe check out a burger at Diablo Burger, and then we're going to go see my son compete on the field of the Sky Dome at NAU. He's going to be competing with the Catalina Foot Hills High School Falcon Band in a multi-state marching band competition. Very proud of my son, who's a senior. And in fact, we are thinking about NAU as a potential campus for him to check out next year, although U of A certainly is still on his short list. But anyway, we're having a great time up here in Flagstaff, and want to say a special thanks again to our now best friends at KAFF Radio right here in Flagstaff, which has just been incredibly hospitable to us as we set up shop here, except there's no food. There's no food here in the studio. There's no wine. There's no craft cocktail. Obviously a misunderstanding. I'm going to have to talk to the program director and see what might have gone wrong. But anyway, fellow foodies, you know something happened last night that only happens one time every year. And the top mixologists from across Southern Arizona meet in the beautiful courtyard of the Tucson Museum of Art, and they bring their best, because it's the annual World Margarita Championship. And there's a Judge's Choice Award, and there's a People's Choice Award. And this is not, you know, a game for beginners. This is the best of the best, and the victor walked away with the winning recipe for what the judges say, and they're a very sophisticated bunch, fellow foodies. What the judges say is the world's best margarita, and we have kept you on your seat, on the edge of your seats long enough because the man now who is holding high that beautiful trophy is none other than this. Can you believe it? Iron Chef Ryan Clark. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. So I was not able to go to this event. First time in years that I wasn't there. And when I heard who won, I sort of had to ask again, okay, so are you sure you're not talking about who won the Iron Chef competition? Are you sure you're not talking about who made some great food that complemented the margaritas? I mean, when you think about rock star Iron Chef Ryan Clark, you're not going behind the bar. What's all that about?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it was a great event, but, you know, chefs, we love to drink. And, you know, you can't keep us from behind the bar. But here at the lodge, you know, all the chefs in the kitchen, we get together, we come up with the cocktails. So kind of call it the chef tender.
The chef tender. Well, if anyone's going to do it, it's a highly credentialed authority here at Arizona Iron Chef Ryan Clark. Now, we're going to ask you to disclose, if you're willing to do that, to our millions of listeners here in a bit, what actually came together to make all the judges smile. But before we talk about exactly what went into this now award-winning margarita, I want you to share with our listeners, you know, how you even begin to approach this kind of competition, because, I mean, let's face it, Ryan, I mean, we are at the epicenter of agave in southern Arizona. This is a spiritual community when it comes to margaritas, and we've got some of the world's finest mixologists right here in Tucson, all coming with their A game. I mean, how do you begin to prepare to go up against these guys?
Well, you hit it on the nose there. I mean, Tucson is definitely the place that this competition should be held. And, you know, you think about the world margarita, the best in the world, so you want to keep it classic. And I think that's what a lot of people did last night. And that's what we did with ours. We wanted to keep those classic flavors, the tequila being very forward, the citrus being very forward, a little bit of orange in there. So, I mean, you keep those classic things going, and then you got to have a little twist.
I love it. And now, sort of psychologically, is there a moment where Ryan Clark is in his bedroom the night before and he's got his war paint on and the Eye of the Tiger soundtrack is pumping through his house and he's getting ready for this? I mean, how do you psychologically prepare for this moment?
Well, I will say that we started testing out margaritas for this 6 months ago.
Wow!
So we put a lot of time and effort into this to make sure that it was going to be perfect. The night before, well, I didn't drink any margaritas, so maybe that helped.
Well, that'll always do it. And we want to give a little teaser out to our foodie listeners because, of course, Iron Chef Ryan Clark calls home the Lodge on the Desert, which is, I think, a destination for every palate imaginable here in southern Arizona. And we just love and celebrate everything you've done, certainly behind the bar, but absolutely behind, you know, in the kitchen. And you've helped to bring, you know, Tucson into this, onto the national map when it comes to the culinary arts. So you're going to actually give a gift certificate for a listener to come and dine on you at the Lodge on the Desert. So I want all of our listeners to ensure that they're staying on the show and listening for that trivia question, because the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to be Chef Ryan Clark's guest at the Lodge on the Desert and have a wonderful dinner. So, okay, can you disclose the actual recipe? Because we've got millions of people across the country that have got their pen and paper out because they want to know. They want to know how to replicate what is now the judge's choice for the world's best margarita.
I guess I should give away the recipe. That'd be smart. No, I can't do that, Matt. Jeez. But I can tell you what's in it.
Okay, good. You know what? If you just give me the ingredients, you know, that'll challenge us to just try it again and again and again and again until we get it right.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we used Peñasco Reposado tequila, and that was one of the sponsors last night at the event.
Great.
Really, really good tequila. And then we used Grand Marnier as our orange liqueur.
I mean, you're getting a thumbs up from my wife, Nancy, here. I mean, any mention of Grand Marnier puts her into
right.
A little bit of a tremor, actually. She's
pretty
shaking.
Traditional so far, tequila, Grand Marnier. And then we made a citrus syrup. And our citrus syrup has obviously some sugar and agave syrup. But then we added lemon, orange, and lime juice to it.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And then our twist, we did a little bit of jam that we made from fresh pomegranates.
Of course he did.
And then there's a secret ingredient that's going to be my trivia question. There's one last little touch in there. I want to see if anybody...
Oh, very cool.
Was at the margarita competition last night. They know what it is.
Oh, that's very fun. All right, so when we do the trivia question here coming up at the end of the show, we're going to see who can call in and name what was the secret ingredient in Ryan Clark's award-winning margarita. How fun. So let me back up a little bit, because you sort of threw something out and you moved on. And you know me, I can't let you just throw something out without recapturing the beauty and the majesty of what you just said. You put pomegranate jam in your margarita?
Pomegranate jam, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, the name of our tequila, we've been doing it all month here at the Lodge. It's called Tatas and Tequila, and it's got a nice pink color to it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Beautiful.
You know, if you come into the Lodge, it's I think it's $11, but we donate part of that money to Breast Cancer Awareness, so it's a great cause.
I absolutely love it. Now, if I come in, I'm going to order a double. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Sorry about that. It's a family show, Ryan Clark. Anyway, again, and that shows you sort of the commitment that Lodge in the Desert has from a cultural space to support local programs and local charities that really are doing some important and pioneering work here in this community. So as a way to raise awareness about breast cancer and help raise a little money, I think this Tatas and Tequila is a great idea.
Cool, thanks.
So, all right, so you've got this award-winning recipe. What was the actual competition like? Now, was it a timed thing like Iron Chef? Because you've competed in so many cooking competitions, and you've won darn near all of them. But was there a stopwatch associated with the shaking last night?
Yeah, it was really cool. They had a nice stage set up. All the different bartenders and mixologists that were there, they went kind of head-to-head. So you had two people up on the stage, and then below you were eight judges watching your every move.
Wow.
You only have 5 minutes to put together your drink. So you're squeezing all the fresh juice. You're mixing it. You're getting your glasses ready and your ice cracked and everything you got to do to prepare. But you only have 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. So you really can't do any advanced prep at all.
No, not at all.
So when you're talking about juicing fresh fruit, you're actually doing that within the five-minute allotment?
Yep, right in that 5 minutes. I mean, it's only four margaritas that you're doing, but yeah, you got to do it all fresh.
Oh my gosh. And so when I was, I've emceed this event for the last couple of years, and one of the things that I was struck by each and every year is, and I don't know to what extent this was a criteria as part of the competition, but the presentation of a cocktail, I believe, is just as important as the flavor profile and as of, what's happening inside the glass and what's happening inside your mouth and what's dancing around in your tongue. The presentation is absolutely essential. Did you find that was the case, that the mixologists were taking special care to ensure that their cocktails not only tasted amazing, but actually looked that way?
Oh, definitely. There were some beautiful cocktails last night. Aaron DeFeo over at the casino, he had this amazing beet cocktail. He had a little sliver of beet on there. Had this, you know, really nice ruby red beet color.
Gorgeous.
Also, Cushing Street, they were a finalist. They had this cool jalapeno coming out of their margarita. So lots of cool things.
That's great. You know, we love Aaron DeFeo, and we love Cushing. You know, the patio at Cushing Street is probably one of our favorite patios in all of Tucson. But, you know, Aaron DeFeo, world-class mixologist in his own right. I love everything that he does behind the bar. In fact, I think he's the co-founder of the Southern Arizona chapter of the American Bartenders Guild. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, so you've got this award-winning margarita. Is it going to be made available to your guests now that you have earned acclaim from these world-class judges? Are people going to actually be able to come to the Lodge on the Desert and actually have one for themselves?
Yeah, well, like I said, we've been running it all October for breast cancer awareness. But the only difference now is it's award-winning, so we got to charge more.
That's my boy.
No, I'm just kidding. Same price, same deal. Come on in. It's ready to go.
And I would imagine that what the magic and mystery happening behind the bar translates to what's going on the plate. And we had you on the show a few weeks ago to talk about this spooky kind of a dinner event that you have coming up here at the Lodge on the Desert. That hasn't happened yet, has it? Has our spooky dinner happened at the Lodge?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're cutting out. Yeah, the spooky dinner is happening. It's going to be the day after Halloween. So November 1st, 6 o'clock.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to have you recap exactly what this is, because I've been to a fair number of themed dinner parties, all across the country. But when you told me what you have up your sleeve for this spooky little dinner there at the lodge in the desert, I've got to make sure that you recap this again for our listeners.
Yeah, definitely. Well, obviously, it's a beer dinner. So we've got these great beer labels. There's a Witch's Brew, Rogue Dead Guy, Angry Orchard. So lots of kind of spooky labels, great beers all from around the world. And then we're pairing it with organs. So we've got Pig's Face on the menu. We have Mad Cow, which is going to be brains and tripe. We have sweetbreads. We have duck liver. And then we have tongue and cheek. We're doing cow tongue and veal cheek.
And exactly what is this going to be again, Ryan?
This is the day after Halloween, November 1st. It starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And how many courses are you doing, Chef?
5 courses, 5 beers. Then you get to take home a souvenir beer glass as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. And price point on this historic moment there at the lodge?
Sorry?
How much are you going to be charging for this beer dinner?
It's $60 inclusive, so it includes tax and tip. It's like $12 a course. Great deal.
All right, again, we sort of got to back up and say, okay, $60 for a 5-course beer dinner, complete with the beer pairings, complete with gratuity, complete with tax, and basically, leave your wallet at home, just bring your credit card, that's all you need, and it's $60 out the door? Absolutely stunning. So we want to encourage all of our foodie friends to go over there to say hi to Ryan Clark for this great spooky dinner that he's put together. Now, Ryan, you are the reigning Iron Chef in Tucson. You have been highly decorated by virtually every, award in and around the state of Arizona. You are now the maker of the world's best margarita, says the world-class panel of judges last night. So when you're the reigning Iron Chef and you also have this this great award-winning margarita, now what in the world is next? What can we expect from Ryan Clark in the coming year?
I have no idea. No, we're just going to keep doing good food over here. I mean, one of the things we like to do at the lodge is keep ourselves interested and our guests. So we're constantly changing the menu, challenging ourselves, and just coming up with new ideas and moving forward.
I love it. And so what's the one thing when Chef Ryan Clark is kind of home, and I guess you're probably home once a month or something like that, when you're at home and you're cooking at home for the one you love, what's that one item, what's that one thing in the fridge that you says absolutely has to be on the plate when I'm cooking for myself and my honey at home?
Oh, that's the bacon. Everyone's got the bacon. I'm actually sad. I heard bacon prices are going to be skyrocketing next year, so stock up your bacon.
Yeah, absolutely. We come over to your house and you can cook for us?
See what I can do.
So anyway, I'll remind all of our listeners exactly where the Lodge on the Desert is located and how they can find you online.
Yeah, Alvernon and Broadway. It's just north of Broadway. It's on the east side of Alvernon, 306 North Alvernon Way. And check us out online. It's www.lodgeonthedesert.com.
And what I would encourage all of our listeners to do is, this is a treat. Treat yourself to, an evening with Ryan Clark. And I mean, it sounds like it's dramatic, but it really is something that should be on everybody's list to go out to the Lodge on the Desert, have a wonderful meal prepared by Ryan and his incredible culinary team, and have an award-winning margarita. And guess what? Consider staying at the Lodge on the Desert, because when you have this wonderful meal, the last thing you want to do is get in a car and drive home. You want to be able to stay and savor. So I think you probably got some great specials just a great place to go and spend the night at the Lodge on the Desert. So anyway, I think the time has come. We've got so many people out there, Chef Ryan Clark, who want to have a chance to win a dinner at the Lodge on the Desert. And you posed a trivia question a couple of minutes ago, and we want to make sure that all of our listeners hear it loud and clear. So before I read the phone number, what is the trivia question of the week?
So the trivia question is, our award-winning margarita last night had pomegranate jam, Peñasco Reposado, Grand Marnier, citrus syrup, and one last secret ingredient. What was that secret ingredient?
What was the secret ingredient in Chef Ryan Clark's now award-winning margarita? And the first person to call in with the right answer is going to be the chef's guest for dinner at the Lodge on the Desert. So here goes. The number to call is 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win this amazing culinary experience at the Lodge on the Desert. Again, and now an award-winning margarita. He's got some Peñasco tequila, some pomegranate jam. He talked about the triple fruit juice that he shook up in there and wonderfully prepared and presented to the judges, and he brought the trophy home. But he wants to know, anybody in our listening community, if you know, what was the secret ingredient that took it absolutely over the top? Again, the number to call, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Good luck, and we'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio that you listen to every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790. And now 97.1 FM, it's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of the woods up here in Flagstaff for a great foodie weekend. My wife and I are up here to watch my son compete at NAU Band Day. He's a senior at Foothills High School in Tucson, and we're going to be bringing home the trophy tonight right after the show. Thanks for hanging out with us and enjoying a lovely and delicious hour of radio. We've got Chef Ryan Clark from the Lodge on the Desert, who is our special guest, and he brought home the award-winning margarita last night at the annual World Margarita Championship, and it's got Peñasco tequila in it, it's got pomegranate jam in it, it's got the juices of fresh limes and lemons, I think, and oranges, but there's one secret ingredient that he did not disclose on the air, and we want to know if you know what the secret ingredient was. And if you're the first person to call in and guess the right answer, you're going to be Chef Ryan Clark's guest at the beautiful historic Lodge on the Desert for an amazing culinary experience. We're going to open up the phones. Do we have any callers? Hello, back in Tucson.
Mexican beer?
Mexican beer. Ryan Clark, what say you?
Ooh, that would be good, but that is not it.
Okay, thank
you. Not it. Anyway, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for listening.
Sure.
That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. What's our next caller say? Hello from Flagstaff. Are you with us? Sounds like we might have lost him. Anyway, that opens up another line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. What was the secret ingredient in Ryan Clark's award-winning margarita last night at the World Margarita Championship? Is there another caller on the line?
Hello?
Hi there. What's your answer?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to say chocolate.
Chocolate, she says, Chef. What do you say?
That's not right.
Anyway, well, you know, I have to hand it to our caller. That sounds like an interesting approach to throw a little cocoa or chocolate into the margarita. But anyway, thanks so much for calling and thanks for listening. Again, we might want to give a hint. Now we've had two wrong answers. Chef Ryan Clark, how about a hint?
Sorry, I didn't get that one.
How about a hint for our next caller? Can you take it up a notch for us?
Sure. It's an acid that has a lot of flavor.
Oh, I got it, man. I got it, but I'm not eligible. Anyway, the hint is it's an acid that has a lot of flavor. Is there another caller on the line? Okay, 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a dinner at Lodge on the Desert, prepared for you by none other than Iron Chef Ryan Clark. What is the secret ingredient in the chef's now award-winning margarita? He gave you a little bit of a hint. He says it's an acid. Come on now. It's an acid, and it's got a lot of flavor. Again, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Any callers? Okay, caller, what say you?
Hello?
Hello, what's your answer?
Would it be orange juice?
Orange juice, she says.
No, it's not orange
juice. Chef, what do
juice.
You say? Chef, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. The caller says...
It's not orange juice, sorry.
It's not orange juice. Okay, 880-KNST, 880-5678. It's an acid, he says. It's an acid. Now, I've got this. I've got it. I want to go to dinner. What's our next caller say? Welcome to On the Menu Live. Hello, caller.
Hello.
And what's your answer?
Lemon.
Lemon, she says.
Lemon? Nope, that's not right either.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, all right, Chef. It's killing me because I know the answer. Why don't you give us another hint, Chef?
Okay. Let's see.
Hello.
You might want to dip your bread into it. Olive oil.
Yes. Okay. All right. So whoever our next caller is, you know, you're on the spot because if you don't know this, you've never been out to eat. Okay. What is the secret ingredient that Chef Ryan Clark put in his award-winning margarita? It's an acid. It's got a lot of flavor, and you might want to dip your bread in it. Caller, what do you say? What's your answer, caller?
Lemon salt,
he says,
yeah.
Chef.
Lemon salt. No, that's not it.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to keep this rocking and rolling. I thought that last clue was a dead giveaway. You know, it's an acid. It's got a lot of flavor. You dip your bread in it, for crying out loud, and it's the secret ingredient of the now award-winning margarita at the Lodge on the Desert. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Is it vinegar?
Vinegar, she says.
It is vinegar. We got it.
Of course it's vinegar, for crying out loud. Anyway, congratulations, caller. What's your name?
My name is Diana.
Okay, Diana. Well, I don't know if you've ever been to the Lodge on the Desert or if you've ever set your eyes on the Iron Chef of Tucson, Chef Ryan Clark, but you're going to have that treat because it's going to be Ryan Clark's privilege to treat you and a guest to dinner at the Lodge in the Desert. Congratulations, Diana.
Thank you very much.
So, have you ever had vinegar in your margarita before?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, you're in for a treat. Anyway, don't go away because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be Chef Ryan Clark's personal privilege to treat you to dinner when you want to come in. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ryan Clark, I had it at the beginning, but, you know, we're charitable. We need to make sure that our listeners can take advantage of all the goodness. What in the world inspired you to put vinegar in your margarita?
Well, I got in this great product from Queen Creek, Arizona, the olive mill up there. They make a pomegranate white balsamic vinegar.
Oh.
And so we just thought, hey, why not try to balance out the cocktail with a little more acid? And it's phenomenal. It really works.
Now, to me, I'm thinking, like you say, it provides a little bit of a balance, but was it enough for people to say, did you put vinegar in this margarita, or it was enough to sort of captivate someone and say, what in the world have you done here? I just can't name that flavor.
Well, you can definitely taste it, but it just helps balance out the cocktail. I'd say if I didn't tell you it was in there, you might not know.
I love it. And that's kind of what you have up your sleeve. That's when you go into the Lodge on the Desert and be able to feast on Chef Ryan Clark's majesty. There's always a secret. There's always something happening. There's always a little twist or a little turn happening in the dining room. And I love each and every time the plate comes out, and it's just a glorious thing to celebrate at the Lodge on the Desert. So we've got just about another 2 minutes left in the show, Ryan. And I would just want to say once again, congratulations for bringing the trophy back to the Lodge on the Desert. Now, the Lodge on the Desert is a member of the Tucson Originals, which is this wonderful organization of independent, you know, local restaurants representing local chefs that make Tucson home. Talk a little bit about why membership in the Tucson Originals is so important, Ryan Clark.
Well, it's just great to bring the community together. And one thing that we really like here at the resort is we get so many people from out of town, and they don't know where to go to eat. And we have those great brochures that showcase all of these great locally, independently owned restaurants. And so we're able to get them out into the community to really taste what Tucson has to offer.
Yeah, and that's really what it's all about, because it's you and it's you know, all of your fellow chefs with the Tucson Originals that really helped to put Tucson on the culinary map, I would say national and international, because we have world-class artists right here in this community, and you are really leading the pack, my friend. Everything that you're doing at the Lodge on the Desert, both in the kitchen and now with this award-winning margarita, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done, and thank you so much for contributing so much to this community.
Well, thanks very much, Matt. It's great to be on the show again, and I will see you guys soon.